You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. Become a tackle, take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. You look
at this play where we're trying to get a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome into the Packernet PTA Draft Extravaganza, Day 3. We're here to just make ourselves miserable sitting on camera for 7 straight hours or however long it is. I know Ryan's done this much longer than we have. And this is one of those days. It's going to be a bit of a grind, but I'm excited, man. At least the Packers have a lot of picks. There's nothing worse than trying to sit through 7 hours of it and you only got 2 picks, right, Ryan? Ryan said, I ain't saying nothing. So there you go. Let's go around. Ryan, we can't hear you, buddy, just so you know, man.
Oh, I had it muted. Colin's running some errands for me. Here we go.
Oh, that looks like a pack.
Oh, nice.
Sponsor Let's show. Go.
Nice.
Packed up in the – go get it. I got my 3/8-inch stubby, a ratchet. Oh.
I love it. So, yeah, we're not here to talk Packers. We're here to do home improvement, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I know we've got – like I said, we got Emilio here in the house with us.
Studio where it's That's football.
Right. In the studio, we got Pack Daddy also with Mr. Colin, the brains of the operation back there. We got him in the house, just ready to. When we say, "What do you think of this guy?" He'll just go,
"Just check the board."
Just give you a little. And of course, we got Tim in the house in the Mecca, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's up there? Got my brother-in-law in town from Georgia. So, you know, he's jacked about the Javon Bullard pick right now. So,
he is fired up, dude.
Oh, man. Loves it, man. This is great. It's a great day.
Dude, Jacob is like so many messages, so many.
He is not so even fired. Here.
Right. He's so fired.
He's too fired up about the pick. He can't even show up on time.
Exactly. So, we got us a new screen grab, too. I thought this was kind of cool. Of course, let me see if I can drop it down. Of course, no, it's setting as a new background. That's my bad. I want to show y'all this pick. Of course, we may not be able to do it there. If we go with this cam there, where's it at? Bang. So there's all the boys together. I love the Javon Bullard one. Just
there it is.
Randomly in the background. Slaying somebody.
Just killing a guy.
That's how you bug. We got to find out who that is and where he gets drafted.
Yeah. Everybody sees it now. We didn't draft anybody from Florida. No, look down. I'll tell you, man, after kind of sitting through – You know, all night long, and just kind of thinking about all the picks. Goody absolutely crushed day two, man. Yeah. My goodness. The only one that I felt like was a reach was Edgerrin Cooper, right? Well, Edgerrin Cooper and Tyrone Hopper, according to my board, it doesn't mean it's right. It's just you guys know all the analytics that go into the board. But when you look at Edgerrin Cooper, it's clear, Ryan, they're saying Edgerrin Cooper, we're getting the Edgerrin Cooper that we seen last year. There's no doubt about it. That's what Goody sees. And he was an absolute monster. We got some really cool videos to key up here in a minute. But how are we feeling about Edgerrin Cooper after we slept on it, Ryan?
I didn't even need to sleep on it, man. I came into it with that being our top guy. I didn't think we'd do it, but I'm jacked. We got, you know, in basically 2 years, we ended up two out of the last 3 years, we got the top linebacker, according to the Packers anyways. Right. So they're pretty serious about getting those linebackers squared away. I hope it pans out, man, because if you think about having like this elite linebacker group, it's cool. But if these guys are not clicking, we really wasted some opportunities. So it's kind of a big deal that we really get this sorted out and everything. I know some people made comments about it's critical to the scheme. I'm sure you'd say that about pretty much any defensive coordinator just because it's something. I mean, we said it about Barry and everything else. But either way, man, if you can get that squared away, you look at the Baltimore Ravens and some teams that have got some just dynamite linebackers and how that plays out, it's exciting to think about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tim, I know we didn't go defense as early as you and I may have thought they would. Obviously, you didn't get your guy, Rake Straw. I didn't get either of my guys, Junior Colson or Tyler Newbin. But if you had told me, hey, we're getting Javon Bullard and Edgerrin Cooper on defense, I would say, you know what? Yeah, sign me up, man. Sign me up.
Absolutely, man. I totally agree with that, Clayton. That's how I feel. That's what makes it easier to deal with that our guys didn't get selected. But, hey, you know, I think Goody has a good bead on who's on his radar, and he is decisive. And to me, he's hitting home runs so far. And today's going to be a great grind, man. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Yeah, for sure. I know, Emilio, we've been having a lot of conversations today, and we've been watching highlight. We were watching highlight reels last night until 2 a.m. Right? It was awful. Got up this morning, looked like a frat house in here. There's cannoli boxes everywhere. But anyway, you're just on the surface here, man. We're going to dive into everybody, too.
I mean, just like we said, excited. We picked names out that we wanted in the hat, right, that we've been talking about this whole time. But it's because we never thought that they would ever get there. We never thought we would see Edgerrin Cooper. You know, we never thought that that Javon Bullard would fall to us, something like that. Jordan Morgan, maybe it fell to us a couple times in the second round. But the fact that Goody knew, you know, pulled the trigger on him in the first, I was good to go with that. And we just got solid dogs that want to play football. Every one of those highlight tapes, it seems like these guys are the ones that are flying around the field, leading their teams. You know, even Tyron Hopper, yeah, he came from Missouri. You know, PFF had him 230, 240, 250, something like that. The dude is the fastest guy on the field. He's playing against Georgia. He's playing against Auburn. They're not small schools, you know, and he's making those plays. So I can't wait. I really am excited.
Yeah, Tyron Hopper was the big reach, and it reminds me of the Sean Clifford pick because we reached, like, really, really far for Sean Clifford according to some of the boards. I don't know where the consensus big board had Tyron Hopper. Ryan, do you have any idea? I hate to ask you that question on the fly. I'm curious to see where the consensus big board had Tyron Hopper.
Yeah, I can pull that up real fast here.
Cool. I'd like to know because it kind of feels like the closest thing to the Sean Clifford pick. But, again, you like a guy.
He was 173.
Yep. Okay. Draft Buzz had him at 176. Yeah. So sixth round pick.
And I had him at 237.
Oh, no.
Something. Goody was like.
And that's what gets me excited. If he pulled the trigger on somebody that was 150 spots below what everybody else thought,
yep.
There's talent there that nobody else saw.
Absolutely. So we kind of dove into a little bit of Tyron Hopper tape there too. And I'll tell you what, man, he looks good to me. Kind of checked all the boxes very, very quick. It seemed like they blitzed him a lot in some of the clips. But let's start off with Edgerrin Cooper. And again, I know that we got people that's going to be listening to this on the pod. We're going to try to cut the first hour. We're kind of just talking about mainly the prospects we took in day two, more or less a recap. So hopefully we can kind of paint you guys a picture through audio of what we're seeing. But we will play an audio real quick. This is from Brian Baldinger, longtime NFL offensive lineman. And he kind of breaks down a little bit of Edgerrin Cooper. This is really cool tape breakdown. Let's see what Baldy had to say about Edgerrin Cooper, the 45th pick for the Green Bay Packers. Oh, might I add, by the way, we traded back and still got our guy, Ryan, right?
Yeah.
And yep. Just
diggity. Love that.
Give me a couple of late round picks and we'll go ahead and get our guy anyway. But here's Baldy on Edgerrin Cooper.
So ironic to me that the Packers spent their 45th pick on number 45 of Texas A&M. Edgerton Cooper. Use him in a variety of ways. You can spy a quarterback like he does Milroe. He did the same thing to Jaden Daniels. He closes so fast. I call him the Cobra, the way that he strikes. His hitting ability, his ability to cover ground is second to none. He's just so sudden. You watch him right here. Watch how sudden he is. Read the play, go make the play. Read the play, make the play. Like, that's what he is. He is a Hoover vacuum cleaner, just cleaning up tackles. You watch him right now. And here he comes off the edge. One of 8 sacks on the year. You can bring him off the edge. You can spy him. You can play him in the middle right here. Watch him sift through the coffee grinds and the eggshells right here. Like, just slide right through, bam, tack. When he hits you, you know it. You feel it. You go down. Like, off the ball, inside linebacker, him, like, I thought he was the best in the country. This is his best game. If you just went off the Alabama game, like, look at this. Look at his ability just to change directions. I thought this was his best game. And if you just went off this game, you probably thought he was a top 20 pick. But number 45 goes 45 to the Packers. Like, you just watch these plays over and over again. He is really something to watch. Bam! Look at him just come and just bam! Like, he just, McClellan right here just gets buckled.
Yeah.
And that's what he does to people when he hits them. He jolts you.
You got to have someone that wants to hit to fill the gap like that. I mean, that's two freight trains hitting each other.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Jacob in the house now, fresh out of church. Jacob, how we doing, Bubba?
I'm doing great, man. So thankful for their draft. I had to go give one up to the man upstairs. You
know? Jacob said, let me go in here and give a little thanks where thanks is due there. So what do you think, man? We kind of went around the horn here once. Got to sleep on it. How you feeling about the picks there? Obviously, Edgerton Cooper at 45. We're going to go through them all one by one. You got Javon Bullard at 58. We've got Marshawn Lloyd at 88. And then, of course, Tyron Hopper at 91. How you feel about it, man?
I feel great. I feel honestly better about this draft than any draft I've ever been a part of. You guys know that I got my draft crush, Bullard. I spent all night watching tape on him. And the biggest thing that I love about him is I think he has good ball skills and the ball's in the air. He seems like he knows how to play it well. He seems like he knows how to operate as a safety and make up for some of the maybe technical stuff that he doesn't have. But he's a downhill player that he's not afraid to come up and play the run. And the best thing about him is on those tapes, he'll pursue, he makes a good angle, he'll engage a blocker, extend his arms, shed the block, and then make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage, like, consistently. And it's just, I'm so not used to having safeties lately that do that. Edgerton Cooper's a dog, and the only one that I was a little bit hesitant about was Hopper, but honestly, after looking more into him, I think that it's more of maybe the defense was asking him to do stuff, and it wasn't really meshing. He looks like he's possibly another freak that's laying in the midst there. So
We were talking about the same thing, man. We were, you know, not too high on Tyron Hopper. I just had Ryan look up the consensus big board. They were a little low on him. He was 237 on my board. We took him at 91. We went back and watched some of the highlights last night, me and Emilio. And we were like, hey, I don't have a problem with this pig. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Like,
are we wearing the same shirt?
No, I was wearing it first, Jacob. And then you got on the stream afterwards, saw that I looked good in this shirt. I'm going to wear the same one.
exactly right. Let's see here. So let's go to the chat. Joseph in the chat says, you blink and Cooper is at the ball. His closing speed is second to none. I've got another audio we're going to play real quick as soon as I can get it off of my Twitter account. And it's actually Greg Cosell and Ross Tucker talking about Edgerton Cooper. And I want you guys to hear how Greg Cosell said he's the best linebacker in the draft. Might not be the best linebacker day one, but he's the best linebacker in the draft because we're talking about that upside, obviously, with the athletic ability. And again, Ryan, we kind of talked about it yesterday. This feels like Quay Walker 2.0, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting to see exactly how those guys gel together. We've got a clip here, too, a highlight reel. I'm going to turn the audio kind of down so we can really enjoy it. And let's try to talk. Let's try to talk for the podcast, the people listening on the podcast, so they can kind of get an idea of what we're seeing here, all right, with Edgerton Cooper. Dude's always around the ball, man. But met in the backfield. No doubt about it. And again, guys, I want to say this. The stream may go down because of copyright issues. We're allowed to use it. It just may trigger, take the stream down. It'll come right back. So if for some reason the stream goes down, just hop right back in and you'll be able to find it again. Handoff from Dylan Hopkins by Edgerrin Cooper. He just reminds me so much of Quay Walker, man. What are you seeing here, Tim? Watch Edgerrin Cooper here on this play, man. You guys just chime in as you go. I'm going to try to rip this other audio from Greg Coso. This is a special team play. This is really cool on punt.
Yeah, I know one thing about both the linebackers is they both had over 500 special team snaps. So that's massive.
And asking your starting middle linebacker to play on special teams, that's big. Dude wants to play football. Recovered a fumble right there on the punt. Muff punt was down there.
Ooh. Yeah, man, just everywhere.
I just invited Edgerrin to the stream if you wanted to come in and comment. So just so you know, he might be popping in real quick.
Let's go.
Nice.
That always works, by the way, when you invite him to come on. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll be right there.
Look, he's around the ball all the time. There's another fumble pickup. Takes this one to the house.
And, hey, Jeff Hafley has commented about that multiple times, about taking the ball away and being aggressive. This is – I mean, we're going to have hard hitters and ball hawks on this defense.
That was a 60-yard fumble return. Looked like nothing to him.
But here he is. Spying the quarterback, moves up, man. That's great.
He does so good at that. Like, that's the thing that really shocked me. Like I said, with Jaden Daniels, you know, he's a fast. I mean, he's like a Justin Fields. That was kind of like when Lucas Van Ness caught him, and you're like, okay, you know something's a little different here. It was the same thing. He goes to sprint to the outside, and he catches him and brings him down. It's like, that's impressive speed.
And, I mean, as you're watching, how many times is it behind the line of scrimmage? I mean, every play he's made is in the backfield.
Right. Didn't you say on your pod that he had something like 10 sacks or something?
They're saying 8 official, but PFF, I think, had him at 10. So they're probably a couple half sacks, which, again, I think half sacks are a stupid stat.
Right. Wow.
You didn't read that out, bang.
Wow.
Cool. He played running back and the quarterback there.
Look at that. Poof. Oh, yeah. That closing speed. Look at this right here.
Careful with that hip drop tackle, though.
That's the thing.
Can't be swinging around him like that and then falling on his legs. That's going to be a penalty.
Look at that closing speed, though.
Running back didn't even have a chance.
Look at the running back.
He just said, screw it.
That running back was like,
I'm getting that guy.
that look right there, number 5, that is what we describe more confused than a fart in a fan factory. Right there.
I'm going to get chewed out for that one.
Yeah, he's going to miss Monday's film study for sure.
Yeah. Sick, coach.
He was mad at the quarterback.
Run, dude. What are you doing? Dude, this stuff right here is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wow. Most guys in that situation are going to – they're going to hesitate. And look, just instant decision made, and he's closing to the ball.
Yeah.
That's it. GD said it's incredibly difficult to close that quickly and still get the tackle.
Yeah.
Right here, you're kind of going with what they call a 7 spy, right? He occupies the tackle, then frees himself up, not even engaging.
He's got afterburners, man. He's got nitrous.
You don't expect it.
Wow. He really does look good.
He's backfield again. And
he just comes out of nowhere. He just flashes on the screen like the Glimmer Man. First, there's nothing but forest. Then a glimmer. Then you're dead. Look how he's...
there, too, he's good at shuffling, evading blocks, not taking stuff he doesn't need. That's
Oh my gosh.
He is dead. Do it again. Keep that running the whole stream.
That was some football for sure. Is that his head?
It was at this moment he realized.
So for those of you listening on the pod, we got basically a 5-man front here, right? And it looks to me like he was – this is what you call – exactly. This is kind of that wheel blitz, right? This is what we're talking about he can do even out of the wheel position. You notice your mic is really keyed in, staying back, and you've got him on the line of scrimmage, him being Edgerrin Cooper. And just the speed coming off the line here, man. And again, you got to say this is scheme. This is a scheme sack. It wasn't like he did anything extravagant, other than the fact he is so freaking fast off the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just crazy.
I mean, he closed 7 yards in like a second and a half.
Poor number four.
Oh, my God.
Quarterback doesn't even move. He's just like.
He was never seen again.
What do you want to bet to?
That ball came out, too.
What do you want to bet to?
Yeah.
That ball came out on the hit.
That's probably a hip drop tackle.
What's that, Jake?
That's a penalty.
He looks faster than a guy that ran 4.5. Like, I bet you if he would block that initial get off, all the adrenaline in a game time situation, he's running a crazy split right there.
That's that play speed thing, man.
Yeah. Jacob wants his GPS.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow. Did you see him there? He almost jumped.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, just that 0 to 60, like he looks like he's too far away, and then he's just there.
Bang. Yeah.
How does he just show up just out of nowhere?
And I like when he makes that decision, his backstep to get his momentum going forward isn't like an exaggerated 1 yard backstep. He can plant off his toes and go forward.
He does not go backwards either, which is fantastic. Right. I'm so sick of watching linebackers grab and fall backwards.
Watch him work this gap right.
And bang. Phil.
Yep. Well, and that's the other thing. The running back's got a full head of steam. He's coming from a stop, and he still just lays him out.
Yeah.
Running back's got all the momentum, and he just stops him.
You can't block this guy either. He gets away from you.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We get all hyped up thinking we're going to get some high-value Jordan Love card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view on all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. And honestly, the best thing for me and my son is the fact that we're kind of novices into this. When I walk into a card shop with my son, and a card says it costs $40, kind of just taking his word for it that that's a good value. So I appreciate the transparency on grading, as well as just getting excited about seeing what you could potentially get. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/packdaddy. Wow, that's crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/packdaddy for 10% off your first purchase. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I mean, it's like, I'd like to say he's like how he gets off a block, but it's like.
And on that exact play, how many times have we seen linebackers come around the corner, get a couple arms on him, and he just slips right through their arms?
Yep.
The speed to come around the corner to get your full body on him and then just whip him down.
Yep.
There he is again.
Yep, wow. Discipline, too.
Sure. Like a freaking crocodile.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's a death roll.
It's true.
All he needed was a breath.
Joyce! Joyce is here!
Joyce! Yes!
We missed you, Joyce.
Yay. Him and LVN.
quarterback
said, no, I saw that Alabama tape. I'm good.
Man, we're going to torment Caleb. That's what we're going to do. That poor freaking guy.
He's been in the backfield every... I don't think we've seen a tackle not in the backfield.
What's your sniff out? Is that a screen? It is a screen.
Yeah, we'll slip.
Little wide receivers, little smoke route. He sniffed out. Watch him sniff out this screen. go where the screen's going to be, not where it's going.
Created another turnover there, forced another fumble. Why not? Add it to the list.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Even that's that
awesome. Sack in the flat.
He made that guy.
Jeez, look at that.
All right, so let's see where he's lined up there. I gotta see. We can get it in time. All right, so yeah, he's playing stack backer, right?
Yep.
He's on the strong side of the formation.
Strong side of the field.
Watch him read this. So yeah, obviously they're in zone, right? They're in some kind of just kind of a zone, a little matchy coverage here. Watch him read the flat. He's kind of reading this underneath route to the flat. Look at him read it out.
He's 6-7 yards away right now.
Yeah.
The ball's thrown. He forces a guy back behind the line of scrimmage.
So it's funny you mentioned how he's always behind the line of scrimmage. SIS has got this ATD plus, which is adjusted tackle depth, which really just looks at how much further back in the field he got tackled than you would expect, and he's obviously number one in that category among linebackers.
Let's go, man. Dude, he got some dogs.
Yeah. Dude, him and Bullard, they're just violent people, and I love that.
Like, Goody could have a rough day today and still be all right with – all you need is four.
Look at that.
You need four out of a draft.
Yep.
I think we got four in the first
I think he'll get four. We might already have three.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's almost four in the top five right here. Like, we got some dogs.
I love that.
It splits.
Bring a guy down with one hand. Again, we've seen our guys, like, just miss tackles when you're squared up.
I mean, that's how Jacob wore his jersey when he played football. He curled up at the stomach, right under the pads.
Get me? He wore that to church. What are you talking about?
That's right.
Oh. Oh, poor guy. He killed his own guy. $10 goes to Cullen. There you go. Well, Cullen, it's time to put one of your chains on, boy. It's starting. He's got the chains.
Heck yeah. Thank you. I'm called GPK. Appreciate the super chat, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So we've got that audio now from Greg Cosell. You'll hear Greg Cosell is kind of approaching it like, look, he thinks he's the best linebacker in the draft, right? He may not be this year, but he's got the most upside, obviously. So that's kind of where, and he'll even mention he's probably going to be just kind of a, you know, kind of a third down player. That's not the case here. Like, with the way Green Bay stacked up at linebacker, I think he's going to be day one the wheel backer. I think we're probably going to move Quay to Mike would be my guess. But let's see what Greg Cosell and Ross Tucker had to say about Edgerrin Cooper. It's just about a minute long.
Are on the board like a Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M?
Well, let's talk Cooper. He's the most explosive stack backer in this draft class. I mean, this guy is a dynamic mover. He has playmaking traits. He's going to have to play more physically at the NFL level. He's not sort of a take-on stack-and-shed guy, which leads me to believe he'll start his career in sub-defenses. But this guy is explosive. He's a dynamic blitzer. There's no question, just in terms of sheer athletic movement and twitch and suddenness, that he is the number one guy at the stack-backer position in this draft class, which, again, doesn't mean he's going to be the best player the second he walks in, you know, day one in the league. But this guy is dynamic, and he will play early, but I think it'll be in sub-defenses.
All right. So that was, like I said, Greg Cosell and our boy Ross Tucker talking about Edgerrin Cooper. He, like I said, hands down best linebacker in the draft, according to Greg Cosell. Got a huge bonus on my board. Again, the only thing that pulled him down on my board was the simple fact that he didn't score very high in PFF. In 2021 and 2022, but specifically 2022, when it comes to my board, is where it's going to kind of affect him. I had him sitting in the 70s spot on my vertical board. So in 2022, he was the 383rd graded linebacker, but last year he was the second graded linebacker. That's the tape we just watched. That dude was arguably the best linebacker in college football last year. So if it hadn't been for that PFF grade of 2022, you're talking about him. This would be right around when he should have been picked, right? So It just goes to show you, I think the way that we've kind of included the previous year PFF grades because of the Jaden Reed effect, it almost just needs to apply to a positive look, you know what I mean, rather than the negative. So It's just important to get the context of how the grades are making the board fall. So, yeah, let's see here. Doug Pointer says, Emilio, who did you pray we draft today? I think I know who this is.
I honestly, we need to bring Home Depot here. I think we need to bring Ola Home Depot. But no, another safety, some interior line, and I just like Goody do whatever else he wants to. Yeah. I can't wait.
Like, yeah.
With 8 picks today, he's gonna go off.
Yeah.
Do you know who I hope we get? Have you guys looked into Decameron Richardson at all? He's a cornerback out of Mississippi State.
Wasn't he a visit? Was he a visit? Am I thinking right?
He could. There's 3 or 4 guys that I think just really fit the profiles to what Goody's been doing this draft. Decameron Richardson, Satoya Lamaya, Kalen Carson, the cornerback out of Wake Forest, and then Oladapo.
Oladapo. If we could get Jalen Carlisle, too, out of Missouri, get another dog, I'd be fine with that.
So our best available, according to our draft board, we got Jatavion Sanders in the 27th spot. I would be totally fine with them drafting Jatavion Sanders. To have him as tight end number 3 behind Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, and he's one of those guys that can play F really more than an H or more than a Y, that could be someone who's dynamic. Again, I don't think you should make it, you know, a point of interest, like, hey, look, let's go out and try to get us a tight end. But if you're looking up in the 5th or 6th round, Jatavion Sanders is – oh, my gosh, dude. Jump on it. Troy Franklin, wide receiver from Oregon, is the next best prospect in the 55 spot. Then it's Cedric Gray, a true mock out of North Carolina, linebacker in the 57 spot. We got Josh Newton, the cornerback out of TCU, in the 60 spot. Cade Stover, another tight end out of Ohio State, in the 61 spot. And then we got Makai Wingo. I've heard people say Mekie, Makai. Do you know what Dane Brugler said on the pronunciation? Ryan, any idea?
I can find out. Give me a minute.
Thought it was Makai, but I'm
yeah. I've heard some people say Makai and others say Mekie. You know, the spelling you think it'd be Makai, but anyway, Makai Wingo, defensive lineman out of LSU, in the 62 spot. Then you got Cedric Von Prawn. You got it right. Cedric Von Prawn, center out of Georgia, in the 63 spot. I would be okay with that pick, obviously. Back out of Notre Dame in the 64 spot. Bo Limmer, center out of Arkansas, in the 65 spot. It's kind of how the board lays right now. Gabriel Murphy's another one, too. We got to get us an edge defender with Kingsley and Igbari, obviously starting on IR with that late season ACL. I would love Gabriel Murphy at any point. I've got him 71st on the big board. Leonard Taylor's another one that kept popping up for me late in the draft that I really liked. He's that guy that played that true one tech. Might be a good run stuffer for us. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. still. There's a lot of names here, Ryan. A lot of names, man.
Yeah.
There's Ola.
What do you think of Austin Booker, the edge out of Kansas?
Edge defender? Yeah. Austin Booker, I've got him in the 92 spot. So, yeah, that would be a great pick. And essentially what you're looking at, guys, the names on the left are the ones who's been drafted already. So anyone higher than Cam Kitchens right here is obviously considered a great pick, according to our board. There's a ton of prospects up there, ton of them. So it's cool to kind of compare the vertical board to the horizontal board, but, yeah. Did you get it, Ryan? Did we figure out how to say our boy's name there?
It's his draft guy gets a little glitchy, so I'm kind of refreshing it a little bit.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it, man. I didn't know if you knew right off the bat. I think it must have been Jacob that said Makai, because I'd heard someone say they thought it was Makai. I'm one of those people eventually. That I'll learn the name if they become a Packer.
Yeah.
Even then, I struggle.
I'm not going to put too much energy or effort into anything else. So let's move on to the next one here. And that was the guy that Jacob said he was real iffy on, and that's Javon Bullard in the 58th spot. So we've got the highlight reel for Javon Bullard. If you guys are good with it, we'll go ahead and show it. And let's just do the same thing. Let's try to react for the folks listening on the podcast here. But here is Javon Bullard, safety out of Georgia with the 58th pick. He's a dog, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Right there, safety. No problem.
Eyes on the quarterback right there. He also could have taken that dude's lungs away from him, too.
See him get his hips outside, though, and adjust for the ball so quick.
Look at this one right here. Bang.
Oh, my goodness. I see him fold up. Wide receiver just kind of turns into like the alligator.
Oh, my gosh. Run that one back.
Wide receiver turned into the left.
So he's playing deep safety. For those of you that can't see this, they're playing kind of a two-high look. They've got 3 wide receivers on the right, so they got a trips look with a running back on the right as well. So what they're doing is trying to isolate number 3, right, which they're just running a little slant. Now, obviously, with him playing that two-high look, you could tell that the corner is playing outside leverage. So Bullard knows if they cut inside right here, shoot your shot. And boy, does he shoot his shot.
That's 10 yards. Oof. That is at least 10 yards he closed on.
Wow. Ryan, when did you ever see Darnell Savage do that?
I mean, I've seen him throw his body at people like that, if that's what you mean.
He just didn't connect, right?
Yeah, no, he kind of bounces off a little bit.
He wraps up with two hands and he bites the football. I mean, how?
Yeah, yes, these are my favorite, yeah. Yeah. He's just so good at knowing where the ball is going to be.
Yeah, he's going to be a great rat cover, man, for sure. Look at that, just spinning down the box. Okay. Right? Mm. No hesitation at all, man. None.
Is Edrin Cooper waiting somewhere out there? You got to let him in, or?
No, let's see.
No, I don't
not
see
yet. Him. Okay, he's probably a little busy. He'll be in later then.
Waiting for the Duke.
My favorite thing to watch is these next couple when he starts playing the run. That's just what makes me so excited.
Yeah.
Like, look at this, dude. This is one where he actually just shows his speed.
Oh,
look
wow!
At that. Look at that.
And he's not quitting. No quit on the play.
Nope. It's a touchdown.
Whistle the whistle. I have to get a little sound. I just want to be able to hear y'all.
Yeah.
Look at this. Wow. Great PBU.
Third down. Pressure's coming. He's going long. Deep cover.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
So you're seeing him all over the place. You're seeing him spinning. He's playing robber. Mm-hmm. He's also playing deep safety. Here he is deep right here.
Yes.
Oh, here you go. Wow.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
How do you come that far back and that's like a tackle for loss almost? Did he even get back to the line? He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Look at the ball carrier where he's tackled.
Frozen, man.
Wow.
The line. That's a good 15 yards before the
yeah. Playing deep again. Milton. See him pick up the route combo.
Watch this. Oh, watch wow. What he does, too. Watch how he celebrates.
Yes. That's it. Stayed
with the play. Kirby was a wide receiver with him. Second down 10. Cook.
I want to see that at some point this year. The double.
Oh, yeah. Out of his hands.
Javon Bullard on the coverage. Needed it right now. They still lead by a touchdown. They'll try to pass here because Thorne's back in. Ball up in the air. Tips incomplete.
So here's a problem for this Auburn offense. At this stage of
he's always able to get a hand in there, too.
Yeah, just
always able to.
Watch those hand, too. Yeah.
Last week that's great technique. Hand on the back, punch through with the outside arm.
You're going to read and recognize that smoke. Wow.
Bro,
the read and recognition.
Just love that he doesn't go backwards. He hits you and he drives.
Let's see what they got right here. Let me get to the replay. All right, so I guess this is – yeah, they're playing against UT Martin. Okay, so they basically got a little quick motion. They're trying to flex the Y out in what we call that cheat motion, right? You got a couple receivers stacked on the right side as well. A little strong stack look. Got the running back on that side too. He wastes no time diagnosing this. So they're trying to set up a little smoke here, right? They're getting a little bit of motion from the tight end, right? And then the tight end's going to kind of come out and become a lead blocker off of the smoke route. And as they do, look at him just shoot his shot. Get in there. Bang. On a 3rd and 3, too.
Oh, man.
Got us a co-host today. Y'all ain't ready for this.
Uh-oh. Tough little man. What?
Ashford to stay in there. Another watch this. This is what I'm talking about. He goes, takes on the block, extends his arms, sheds it, grabs the dude, and makes it. Like, what?
He's got 87 yards on the ground. Cook stands in, fires, man open.
What?
At the 12. Makai Miller took a big hit and holds on.
Later.
Look at this. Another one. Gage uses his hands, breaks it off, makes the tackle for loss.
Wow.
It's crazy. He did not get out. Here's McGowan. Same thing. Gages the block, sheds him, goes in, tackle for loss. Like, dude. He's so good.
Bullard, the junior. Tyke Smith, the senior.
He's going against a big dude there.
Well, I've watched enough Georgia football that you're not going
to. As they so often do. Six men come.
And Thorne got away from it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Better not have stepped out of bounds or
Von Bullard's going to get a call for an unnecessary roughness.
Milroe. Somebody's in his face as he lets it go. And Burton, did he catch it?
Nope.
Oh. Close passing yards for UT Martin. Dant's going to dump it off. Diane Nelson. And he's going to be stopped short.
Clay, what do you got over there? You starting Animal Planet over there?
We were trying to get our stream numbers up, Tim.
Yeah, as soon as this is over, we may show one. She'll hang around for a second. Mandy's sister got a couple new bucks.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. But Jacob's just drooling because Javon's still on the screen. He can't even think of anything else.
Dude. Our first pick is in.
Yep.
Uh-oh. All right, we ain't got time for the pub, sorry. Get out of here. So that was a shout-out to Prince Highlights on YouTube to put that clip together. Appreciate that video.
Super chat as well.
Go ahead, pull it up. Yeah. Got it. CG with the super chat. Where are Mason McCormick and Christian Mahogany on your board? All right, let's pull it up. Keep that up for a second, if you can, Jacob, for me. All right, Mason McCormick. Pretty sure he was kind of high. Yeah. So we got Mason McCormick down here. He is the 98 spot on my big board. Left guard. Played his snaps left guard out of South Dakota State. I would love that pick on the interior, bolster the interior. And then the other one is Christian Mahogany, just a couple of spots ahead of him in the 91st spot, guard out of Boston College. Both of those guys, great PFF grades, my gosh. Mason McCormick, man, 11th highest graded guard in 2022, then jumped all the way to second in 2023. Again, smaller school, completely understand, but those would be two great picks there, CG. Appreciate the super chat, buddy.
Got another one from Joyce saying Dunze is going to be crying.
Love it. All right, Tim, you got the tracker going, don't you, big dog?
Yeah, well, you know, it's late, so let me know if you guys get it before I do.
And no doubt, we'll get Emilio. Yeah. Emilio was getting them pretty early yesterday. I'll see if I can go to Ari's page. Stage. See what we can do here.
Going to see it on TV before we see it on Twitter here.
Jatavion Sanders.
Wow.
Tight end out of Texas to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. As you guys can see, man, they got him a stud. You got to go all the way up here to find Jatavion Sanders. He was my 27th best prospect. That dude is I think he's going to be a great tight end. He was my second graded tight end, only behind Brock Bowers.
He was by far the best player available.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, see if we can get him.
Seattle on the clock.
Boom.
And yeah, actually, it looks like it just traded to the Broncos. Or did they trade again? Is that right? Is Seattle on the clock, Tim? PFF's off then.
CBS is showing Seattle on the clock right now. Okay. They could be off too, though.
Sweet.
And ABC is still showing us Jatavion Sanders highlights. So,
oh boy, Colin's back to making that money. I tell you what,
dude, Colin just has to show up and he just gets paid. I mean, that's it.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Piriano says, Colin,
on another chain,
you.
Boy.
That's right.
You do have a trade.
Got a trade?
Yep. So you got it, Emilio. Seattle trades pick to Denver.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay.
You know, now that I look at Carolina's draft, it's not that bad.
Denver's pick is in.
Uh-oh.
We're moving quick.
Yep.
Like it.
83.
They said we don't want to be we don't want to finish at 7 tonight.
Yeah.
Broncos get 102 and a 7th. Seattle gets a 4th, 5th and a 6th.
That seems fair.
And they need top leaders top need is defensive line. You got Makai Wingo, defensive lineman out of LSU on the board. We've got Leonard Taylor, defensive lineman out of Miami on the board. We got Brandon Dorlus. I'd be surprised if they go D-line if it's not one of those three. Makai Wingo, Leonard Taylor, or Brandon Dorlus.
So apparently it's pronounced McKee.
So we were all wrong. Yeah. Yeah, that always works.
Idiot, yeah. idiot.
Exactly. Oh boy. Does anybody know? Is it three-minute rounds for the rest of the draft now, or
it's five? The rest, it's five until the end of the sixth, and then it goes to 4 minutes for the seventh round.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Yeah, buddy. Already off the rails. What are we doing with our life?
It's only been 40 minutes off the rails. Okay. Ding.
Literally.
Tim, hit the dingy.
Hit the dingy.
We got a selection from the Denver Broncos. Pick 102. Wide receiver Troy Franklin out of Oregon.
Wow.
Wide receiver.
There's still that bunch there, man. You still got.
Sure. So check this out. Jatavion Sanders was the first on our board. Second on our board today, Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon. The board is working. So Denver Broncos get a target for Bo Nix there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the plan.
Where's our first pick? 126?
Yep.
All right.
Only 24 more to go.
We'll get there quick, I think, though. It's going to roll.
Ryan,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, nothing. I got in an argument with one of my Viking friends. I
said you have Viking friends?
Unfortunately, yes. But he was all thinking, I said that this is a good draft for us. And then I showed him, I was like, you guys didn't have a single draft. You're the only team in the NFL that didn't have a draft pick last night. You only have one more or two more tops for this draft. And then next year, they only have a first, like a fifth and a third or something. Like what's his name? Quasi, whatever his name is. I think he panicked and he sold the future just to make sure that he maybe kept his job. I don't know.
All right, best available on the board right now, linebacker Cedric Gray, cornerback Josh Newton, tight end Cade Stover, defensive lineman McKee Wingo, Cedric Von Prawn, center out of Georgia, Audric Estime, running back out of Notre Dame, and Bo Lemmer, center out of Arkansas. Best edge defender comes up right around the corner there, Gabriel Murphy. And, of course, you got Leonard Taylor, defensive lineman out of Miami as well. Those greens are what we consider premier positions. Typically someone who can play a three tech or an edge defender on the outside there. You got Oladapo coming up here soon too. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. could go at any moment. So
yeah, I guess I don't really get why Franklin fell so far. Do you guys know?
There was just that cluster of wide receivers. If you're looking at the 33rd team.
Yeah.
If it'll pull it up. I mean, this bunch of wide receivers was that bunch of like 15 that you could just pick from. So,
right.
Because, I mean, they pulled Pearsall in the first round, right? But Franklin was in that same 6'4 category.
Leggett went at 32, right?
Right.
So,
yep. Yeah. Prince says Jade must be wondering what the hell's going on out there.
Oh, pick is in.
Patriots pick is in. Let me know when you have it.
I'll let the screen close.
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them.
You think they probably picked a wide receiver? They probably took Walker or Rice or something like that.
Mel Kiper Jr. is having kind of a day three hair day today.
Are you sure?
We all are.
Yeah.
I woke up with a headache, man. I'm telling you, I was like. What happened last night?
Well, yeah, Javon Baker's still around. Malik Washington.
I like Baker. I really do. I think he's going to be a good wide receiver.
Yeah, we know you do. Coach Len's asking, if we draft Gray, is that an overload at linebacker? I still see him maybe taking a shot at least one more.
Yeah. I see that as competition.
If you were to take Cedric Gray, he's considered a mock, right? So if you took Cedric Gray, then you could have a couple different camp battles. You could have Cedric Gray and Quay Walker battle for the mock. You could have Edgerrin Cooper Well, you could have Cedric Gray, Isaiah McDuffie, and Quay battle for the mic. You could have Edgerrin Cooper, Cedric Gray, and Quay Walker battle for the will. You just create a ton of competition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you I feel like you, it's been five straight years that I've been watching the Patriots and just going, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, their selection was Texas A&M guard Laden Robinson.
Wow, he's a man. I've seen him more like in the sixth roundish.
It looks like
he's not even on the list here.
263 overall ranking for PFF.
Yeah, wow. Okay, he did not grade well at PFF either.
Negative.
All right.
He was on Clayton's board, the fourth lowest interior O-lineman.
33rd teams got him as the 11th guard. Yeah. 132 overall.
Okay.
Trying to be the smartest guys in the room. Exactly what's going on there.
Elliot Wolf trying to do Packer stuff. Who?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Snoop. Better get ready. We're gonna be a little. Snoop's gonna be busy today.
Snoop gonna get worked to death today. There's no doubt about that. Best available. We got Cedric Gray, Josh Newton, Cade Stover, McKee Wingo, Cedric Von Prawn, Audric Estime, Bo Limmer on our board.
Cedric Gray might go right here to the Cardinals.
I could.
That would be a good fit.
Yeah. I could see that. I could also see either.
You can see the Patriots draft board on the ABC feed right now.
That's the second time. It was like the Ravens or something. Somebody said, dude, I saw their whole draft board.
Yeah. The way that's going, though, I'm sure everyone's like, yeah, we don't want to look at that, actually. It's okay.
What would you say, Clayton, if randomly the Packers pulled the trigger on Johnny Wilson, that 6'6 wide receiver that's basically a tight end that, you know?
I'm trying to think of how you could utilize him. You know, you could probably put him in a little bit of the what we refer to as the F tight end spot. Because I got a pterodactyl flying that's around. Genius, see that thing? yeah, I don't think he kind of fits what LaFleur wants to do. If you go back to the Nathaniel Hackett days where you're playing kind of that isolation heavy RPO football, I could see him being a good bully slot or slot bully that they refer to. But I definitely don't see him as a tight end, though. You know what I mean, Ryan? When you watch him, he looks pretty thin, don't he? Johnny Wilson, big old boy out of Florida State. Did you get a chance to watch him at all?
I don't think so.
He's like, how tall is he, Jacob?
At least 6'6", all of 6'6".
Big old guy, man.
Yeah, I want to say he's like 220 as well. Like he's a big dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where he was at on my board.
Coach Len says a power slot. There we go.
There you go, yeah. We always heard it called slot bully. Too.
Selection for Arizona Cardinals is Brandon Dorlus.
That's a good pick.
Is that what you got? I got something else.
Did you?
You're probably right. This guy's a goofball.
Do we know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say it because I don't want you knowing I follow him.
He said it's not. It reminded me of the Summer Catch quote. Scooters are like fat chicks.
Yeah.
On the ride, just don't let your friends catch you.
Coach Len confirms he's 6'6", but he's 237. That's a big deal.
He's got the weight to play tight end on him.
Got ourselves another super chat from Rizzo. Rizbo.
Read it out loud there, Jacob. You hit those super chats for me, bub.
My guy for today is Malik Mustafa to double dip at safety. I don't know how they make all these picks when we don't have that many roster spots available. I like the competition. Thanks for the coverage. I agree. Mustafa is a dog.
Yep. I'm excited about him.
A little undersized, but that's about it. Otherwise, he's a little lightning bolt.
So Brandon Dorlus was the pick, as we got it confirmed there. Brandon Dorlus was the 81st best prospect on our board. Solid pick there. And was that New England that took him?
Carolina. Or I'm sorry, Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Arizona.
Got it. I'm already falling behind here. All right. So I gotta go down to the basement to find that guy. Who was the guard they took? Franklin?
That was Franklin. Yeah, he was your fourth lowest. But left on the board
that were top 30 visits in Senior Bowls is Home Depot, Austin Booker, and Sweet Baby Ray. That's all that's left on the because we already took Tyrone Hopper. He was one of the.
Are you sure that Franklin guy's even on my board?
It wasn't Franklin. You're looking for the guard. That's the guy from A&M, right?
Layden Robinson.
Layden Robinson.
Whoa! All right, we need the dinghy, Tim. There he goes.
No!
With the 105th pick, the Chargers select Adrian Taylor Demerson, safety.
Oh, Emilio!
I've seen three different people say the Cardinals took Adrian Taylor Demerson.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they just did.
Whoa.
PFF messed that all up.
So who had Dorless going in?
We got Dorless.
Nobody.
No.
PFF.
They've melted. Yes. Yeah, so, okay. The Cardinals had Adrian Taylor Demerson, and now the Chargers are on the clock. They're fired, dude. They're sleeping on day three.
I wish I was sleeping all day.
I already marked Dorless off. Now we're screwed, though.
Hey, you'd be
how do we get him back?
User error. So that was Dadrian Taylor Demerson that went to Arizona.
Yep.
Cool. So he was the 96th best prospect.
Dang, that sucks. Yeah, I feel like I would have been happier if he went to Harbaugh, though.
Yeah.
I feel like he would have been a dog.
So Dorless is still available? Is that correct? That is
correct.
I like that better. So
Brandon Dorless, I'm sorry, sir. We got to put you back, okay? We got the receipt.
You're back on the scene.
I think the Cardinals are having a draft. Did you just see who they got? They got DTD, Elijah Jones. They got Trey Benson. I can't remember who else they have. They're having a pretty darn good draft.
So we got the Chargers on the clock.
I can't believe they blew it that bad. Poor Brandon Dorless, man. Dude got his hopes up. I got drafted in the fourth round. Nope.
Demerson. Yeah, that was hands down the best safety on our board.
Yep.
You called that one all offseason.
Prince says Dorless's agent just kicked the cat.
We don't support that here in this stream, though.
Nah. By the way, the Mike Vick tweets that have went out because they drafted somebody. I can't repeat it. Just go search.
No.
Michael, left-handed quarterback, that should get it done.
Oh,
somebody put a tweet out, about dogs' reactions to the Falcons taking a left-handed quarterback named Michael, and it was a dog looking all shocked. It was hilarious, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, did you see the draft reactions to when they took Penix? Like, they hated it. Everybody hated it.
With the 105th pick, the Chargers select edge rusher from Alabama, Justin Aboigbe.
Oh. Okay. More importantly, Cohen, ranking in that money. I think this one's for mom, though. So. <Love it.
laughs> Hey.
Nice.
You said Justin Aboigbe out of Alabama.
Dorless is still available.
The 139th prospect on our board. Going to the Chargers.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you had him as edge. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, some of those kind of cross. But I tried to go with where their primary snaps were.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Dorless was just on.
All right. So,
Cedric Gray goes to the Titans.
Wow, that's a good fit.
Such a good fit.
That's a good mark him off the list.
All right, though, we got our guy already, right?
Prince says Colin's going to make it rain at the candy counter.
Yeah. He's going to get football cards with that.
Nice.
Talk to Bates. If Bates is on the stream, he is your card, man.
Yes, he is.
He has got whatever you need. Honestly, Colin, just start buying them off Bates. He's probably got some money ones.
Where was that edge defender on 3013?
You're talking Boydby?
Yeah.
He was with Dorless and Carter.
Okay, so he's on the interior.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes sense.
He was a 6'2".
Got it. Thank you.
That's a good pick for them.
Go ahead, Jake.
No, that makes sense for them. That's a good pick there.
Yeah. The upper corners left on 33rd team is Carson from Wake Forest, Brownlee from Louisville, Abrams Drain from Missouri, TJ Tampa, Kyrie Jackson from Oregon.
We got Cedric Gray was the 57th overall prospect on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee got him. What was it, 106?
Him off the board.
What do you guys think Minnesota's going to do here?
They're going to crap the bed, I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. They're going to trade up with the Giants because they're worried about somebody taking their pick.
I mean, I could see them honestly trying to trade back. I don't know if anybody would at this point, but they need picks.
Who did the Giants take?
Let's find out.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nope, they just took him. Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson.
That's a good one, too.
Solid.
Didn't have it in their needs, but I don't know who their tight end is. I can't remember right now. It was Waller, but he just retired, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense then. Yeah, something's going on with Waller. I'm pretty sure he just got divorced too, and then he just randomly.
Yeah, well, he's had a lot of issues.
He's a rare.
I think he was struggling with alcoholism or something.
Right. And he got a rap. Doesn't he have a rap career or something?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Right. He thinks he has a rap.
So I tell you what, that's always a red flag. Whenever guys want to be rappers, it's like, nah.
Did y'all ever hear Robert Brooks's rap album? Was it Robert Brooks or something? It was one of them. Was it Robert Brooks?
Yeah. I was listening to that this morning, actually.
him and Gilbert Brown riding in the lowrider. That was cool.
The low.
That's got to be the next song I make is the Gilbert Brown rap. Got to be some like cheesy 80s like Super Bowl shuffle type of thing.
Yeah.
Grave digging for a cheeseburger.
That's awesome.
I love how Gilbert contributed too. He was just in the back going.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just nodding his head. Yep.
Keep the vibe.
Who did Tennessee take? Do we have Tennessee's pick yet?
They took Cedric Gray.
Cedric Gray.
Oh.
That's what we said, Tim.
Did I ever tell you guys that I literally physically ran? I was trying to get to the start of a game one time, me and my little cousin. This was years and years ago. And I ran behind some like gated off little tent area. And I ran smack dab into Gilbert Brown's belly. And I just looked up and I was like, you're Gilbert Brown. And he just went.
Hey, you guys want a story? My wife picked up my brother-in-law from the airport this morning. And, did our patented trip past Lambeau Field on the way back home here and ran into Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy cut her off in traffic. Can you believe that?
You know what he said when he did that, Tim?
65%.
65%. That's what he's just driving around saying that in his car.
He's got 65% more time before retirement.
That's awesome.
Best prospects available on our board is Josh Newton, cornerback at 60.
Kate Stover, tight end. Hit the dinghy, Tim.
Hit that dinghy. Jay James or TJ Tim.
Kyrie Jackson from Oregon going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Darn it. I like that pick. That's a good pick. Kyrie's a big physical corner who can play the run and the pass. That's a good
pick. He can't cover Christian Watson.
who did the Giants take?
Theo Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State.
Okay.
See, I was lower on Kyrie Jackson. I had him in the 171 spot.
33rd team had him up in 6'4".
Yeah. His PFF grade in 2022 is cheeks. So.
It's cheeks. Gilbert Burger was a classic. Yes, that was Burger King. Yep.
All right, and Minnesota just took who now?
Kyrie Jackson. So, Mama, bring back 5 of those flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson.
Keith and Jackson.
Kenny Block.
Now the Falcons are on the clock. Man, but watching the Cedric Gray highlights on TV compared to Edgerrin Cooper, it looks like that dude is moving in slow motion. Mm-hmm. That is wild. Game speed, man.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Southern was talking about Josh. Where do you – Newton's pretty high up on your board, right, Clayton? It's weird to me that he's fallen a little bit.
Josh, talking about Josh Newton out of TCU?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Newton is the best corner available on my board right now. He's actually the best prospect at the 60 spot.
I remember at the combine, Chris Carter was there, and he did an interview, and he said that Josh Newton's his best cornerback that he has in this draft.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did Gabriel Murphy get taken?
Not yet. Gabriel Murphy has not been taken, right? You got Gabriel Murphy and you got Grayson Murphy. They're twins.
Ron's asking, is Trotter Jr. still available?
If they're close together. It may be, yeah, there may be a typo then.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I'm pretty sure Trotter Jr. is still available, right?
Yep, it's the higher one.
Okay, definitely this is the his brother?
One. Yep. No.
The same thing.
Mark that off.
Gotcha.
Because Grayson's way down here.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Grayson's down there. So that second one's just a typo. I meant to tell you that when we started.
Well, I don't think anybody that I'm super high on, except maybe Cedric Gray, has gone so far.
I'll take that. Goody's still sitting there with his hands crossed. No problem, guys. There he goes. Another Oregon pick. Hit the dinghy, Tim. We have, for the Atlanta Falcons, pick 109, Brandon Dorless, D-lineman.
That's a good pick.
There he is. Here's the guy.
At least he still got taken in the fourth, or else he would have probably been on his agent.
Yeah.
Shit.
Brandon Dorless on our big board was the 81st best prospect. Goes 109 to Atlanta.
Right.
Oh, here's one of Chicago's picks. Pick 110. The Patriots have it.
They got that from Chicago?
I believe. Or got it from another team from Chicago. Gotcha. And then I think Chicago's last pick is coming up at 122.
From Chicago through the Chargers.
There it is. My man, Tim.
Oh, man. Starting to get nervous again. I don't know what. I'm like,
last time you got nervous, we got Javon Bullard. So
I know. Maybe I should just start sweating. You can get nervous.
Hey there, Timmy. What is that from?
I didn't know what he was talking about. Emilio made me pull it up. What movie was it from?
It's from Dodgeball. When they're going over the view of the NC or the Dodgeball Association of America.
Patches O'Houlihan.
Yeah.
Hey there, I haven't seen that movie yet.
Oh yeah. That's such a good movie.
And wow.
That is an absolute classic. ESPN 8, The Ocho.
That's right.
Yeah. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Nobody.
Yeah,
you're as useful as a poopy flavored lollipop.
Yeah, happily.
I can't even say my favorite scene on the stream.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Yeah, right.
But we all know what it is.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
So the Packers picks today will be 126 and 168. So we'll have a little bit of a break after the 126 pick. So what we'll do after the 126 pick, why don't we take a look at Marshawn Lloyd, if that's cool with you guys. Yeah. Got a couple of clips from him. Then we'll race and scramble to get back up on the board.
I'm good.
I still have a feeling like, dude, he's got to move around a little, right? Like, he's apparently did an interview where he said that he was nervous as all get out and wanted to move around. But
yeah.
his scouts.
His guys were like, guys, chill. Just chill. Relax.
Everyone else is all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
That's right.
It's pronounced Mountain Deer.
Mountain Deer.
Actually, it is. Ryan, how you feeling today, by the way, man? You good?
Oh, yeah. How'd that morning go?
Yeah, I made it. I was up until about 2 o'clock in the morning, but I got it done. I wasn't – I was pretty hyped up, so I didn't fall asleep or anything. Just – I got my homemade energy drink here.
Oh.
Yep.
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
My intestines are doing better. I got the Pepto just in case, just sitting there.
What was the Scoville level of your heartburn last night?
Oh, it was even this morning. I just started chugging Pepto, man. I could just feel it all through my intestines.
Yeah, we get to 2,000. We're doing shots of Pepto today. No.
Yeah. Right.
No more.
Get to 5,000. I'll finish the bottle. How about that?
Hit the dinghy, Tim. With the
110th pick, the Patriots select wide receiver Javon Baker, UCF.
Oh, finally, that was he was borderline for me.
I didn't mind him, but yeah, he just—I mean, he's a deep threat for sure.
Do the Jets go running back here? Why do they have that as their need? Really?
Anything they can running help? Back safety. Check some of the other sites; they may have different
stuff. I have PFF says wide receiver, tackle, D line, safety.
Wow! So like completely different than CBS.
People just making stuff up.
Yeah, they're yep. What's Mel Kiper?
Guard,
got?
Quarterback. I don't know.
Who was that last?
Javon Baker.
We need kicker, long snapper, punter.
Who are you talking about?
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper in a way?
I don't know, but in a way. In a way.
That was Central Florida.
Yeah, you see it. Yeah, that's where Plumlee is. He's probably not going to get taken, though. I don't even think he's on your board. Quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Ooh. Michael, is it Michael Pratt or Spencer Rattler the next quarterback going?
Spencer Rattler.
You want to put money on that?
Oh yes. Whoever loses has to pay Colin $5.
Well, Colin said, "Yeah." Colin's like, "Dude, we'll take that.
Shake
we'll
on that right now, guys.
Deal."
Oh, dingy! Oh, what happened? Everybody pay attention. Packers are on the clock.
Pick what?
Whoa.
Oh, boy. I'm going to call Cullen.
Who trades up?
Just be leaving.
Packers trading up. Who's on the board? Who do we want here? Is it Tampa? Is it Cam Hart? One of the edges? Christian Picker?
Home Depot.
Oh, Home Depot, so sure. Amazing. Chris
Tell Cullen Josh. To come down quick. The Packers just traded up. They're on the clock.
Josh,
the Packers are going.
I thought that was the Packers going, Ryan.
Kane Stover got in.
I just got drafted, guys.
I got the call.
Got McKee Wingo.
All right, let's see. Let's go back to Twitter's here.
I think it's Mahoney. Think about that.
Trade up.
Mahoney.
Well, the pick's going to be fast because. You know, Booty's
yeah, he knows traded
who
it up. Is.
They so wait, they traded the Jets.
Yeah, the SVP.
That's interesting.
Oh, could be Jeremiah Trotter Jr. too. He's right there in that.
What is it?
Oladapo in that range. Could be anybody.
Live to be legendary is hoping Oladapo. I really do too. Mike thinks he's coming up for Hicks. I could see Newton as well. A lot of the cornerbacks that I like are still there.
Don't take a quarterback.
TJ Tampa, Cam Hart. I think that's a good option. Chris Abrams Drain, Jeremiah Trotter, Javon Foster. That could be a sneaky one that nobody's talking about.
Another tackle. Just yeah.
Oh, Javon Foster. No, yeah, I got him on my list.
Oh, I'm nervous.
You guys were just talking about is Goody going to make any moves? And then it happens.
So as far as the big board here.
So we climbed up 15 picks.
Wow.
It's a big jump.
Man, the Green Bay East connection continues here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
with the Jets.
This could be Gabriel Murphy, too.
Yeah.
I can see that. Got a couple of good defensive linemen here. Leonard Taylor, McKee Wingo.
Ryan, your wife's trying to kill you.
Uh-oh, what happened?
He says, do another shot of hot sauce.
Oh, yay, yay.
Uh-oh. Did I already get it? Is that true?
Uh-oh.
Say it if you got it, I guess, because nobody can.
Say it with your chest, Jacob.
Is it TJ Tampa?
Don't say it.
You, be quiet. That had a question mark at the end of it. There's no way that we know that for sure.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Voice got really high too as you finished.
I don't know that's too much Taylor Swift.
Jordan. I still don't have anything.
Wow.
Packers unload the Saints 6th rounder 190 to move up 15 spots.
That's it.
Oh wow, they traded 190.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So we're still picking at 126.
And we still have
And 168
and 69.
Oh, wait. Zach Cruz said it was 126 and 190.
Oh, yeah, that looks correct.
Wes Hodquist said 190. Oh, no.
Yeah, we're out of 126, it looks like.
This might be Jalen Sundell, too.
That'd be cool. I'd be down with that.
Jalen, we got him in a mock.
Very good tackle between him and Foster.
Colin wants a corner here. Is Cam Hart still around?
Yep.
I think he is.
Yeah, that'd be my favorite right now.
Good one.
Cam Hart.
If he comes close, I'll catch him. He'll catch these hands.
Got to catch them all.
Oh, throw up, dude.
You were right, Jacob. Hit the dinghy.
I said six names.
You nailed it on one of them.
The Green Bay Packers select cornerback TJ Tampa.
Ah,
I like it. Can I tell you why? He's 6'1", 189. Tampa is a scheme-versatile corner who has longer arms, flashes a strong punch, and can make it difficult for receivers to get off the line. He mirrors the receiver's release and smothers them when he's able to stay on top of the route. Tampa's effective at reading receivers in man and recognizing route combinations in zone. He doesn't catch everything he gets his hands on, but he has bigger hands for a corner, played the receiver position in high school, and flashes the ability to pluck balls out of the air.
Sound like the Macro Machines guys just now. Like it. So
I guess he's not a second rounder, so I could be okay with it. I just did not like him compared to the other first second round guys.
Yeah, TJ Tampa is in the 74 spot on our big board. This is excellent value. PFF had him as the 33rd highest graded corner in 2022. He dropped to 201 last year. Yeah, that's great value in my opinion.
This is great. You guys have that
best prospect at 111, is that right?
Yes. His PFF grades in 2023 was a 75.8. He played 750 snaps. 2022, he had an 83.1 with 640 snaps. 2021, he had a 53.6, 300 snaps. But, I mean, the past 2 years, the dude's been 75 and up.
Let's go through his card, shall we, gentlemen?
Yeah. Nice. Like coverage grade of 78.3, run defense 66.0, man and zone, he's right at 70. I mean, the dude's
all PFF over the big board had him in the 51 spot. Holy cow. I dropped this
thing. And it looks like, honestly, he just had a rough couple last three games.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a high grade from all the people in the media because he was a second-round prospect, kind of mid to early second round.
Shavink, are you going to join us or what?
All right, so, not that one, this one. Pull the card here.
Oof, I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, so TJ Tampa, according to PFF, in 2023, like Emilio said, 75.8 was his grade, had 747 snaps. In 2022, it was at 83.1. This kind of feels like a Jaden Reed pick, doesn't it, boys?
Why am I seeing Evan Williams safety?
Yeah, they selected Evan Williams.
Safety out of Oregon.
Safety out of Oregon.
What? What is happening?
What?
I was going to say, I didn't see anyone say TJ Tampa yet, and I just saw Wes Hodquist said Oregon safety. Evan Williams.
Yeah, it's on ESPN right now.
Yeah, if I'm playing games, then I'm just not going to trust him anymore.
Let's get on with this right here, real quick. Hold on.
What the hell's going on out here?
I don't like Evan Williams that much.
I'm really excited over TJ Tampa.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, wow. Jacob.
I talk so much trash about TJ Tampa. I don't need that out in the universe.
I just don't know what I think. All right. About that.
All right.
Oh, Evan, isn't that the big? No, that's not the big dude, right?
The guy who hosts Hot Ones?
I don't know much about him. I'll be honest.
Even looked at him. You probably didn't.
Clean back up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, with the 111th pick, the Packers select safety Evan Williams out of Oregon.
Okay.
Oh, right. PFF is officially fired for the draft picker.
Sorry, Collinsworth.
Evan Williams. Now, where is Evan Williams?
5'11", 200 pounds from Oregon. You want me to give you a little synopsis?
Maximum threshold fit, for sure. Go ahead, Jacob.
Williams is a Fresno State transfer who led the Ducks in tackles in his only season at Oregon. He's an active and aggressive run defender who flies around and has some pop as a tackler. He can line up deep, over the slot, in the box. Williams closes quickly and tracks the ball well, providing help over the top. He's also competitive matching up with tight ends. While he didn't run as well as expected at the combine and doesn't move like a center fielder, free safety, his reported 40-yard dash time, 4.56, at his pro day was a better reflection of the range he shows on tape. He's quicker than fast with explosive closing burst. Well, that's the type of safety we want, right?
SIS likes him quite a bit.
Do they?
Yep.
Raiders pick is in.
Yep. DeCamrion Richardson from Mississippi State.
That's my guy.
So Evan
Williams. No, Evan Williams is your guy, Jacob.
Yeah. You're right.
Evan Williams came in at the 216 spot on the board. Did not have a grade in the database for him in 2022. He was the 157th highest graded safety in 2023. The Census Big Board had him at 213 at the time. 33rd team had him in the 224 spot. Scored an 8+ RAS.
All right, let me tell you some SIS stats here. His rating total, he was the fourth highest rated out of 100 with a 94. Nice. In run defense, he was the fourth highest rated among all safeties. Sack percentage, he was number two, 25%. Pressure percentage, he was number three. What else do we got here?
Oh boy, all right.
Anybody got confirmed details on the trade? What picks what do we give up to move up?
Yeah, that was kind of muffled.
I believe that we just gave up 126 and 190 to move up to 111.
He also had the second highest vert in the combine.
So he's got some explosion then.
Yeah.
I'd say that probably carried the RAS because he finished in the eighth, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was his 40? Do we have his 40?
5.346.
4.56.
Yeah, 4.6.
4.6? Okay.
4.56.
4.56?
Yep.
Okay.
The third team says 4.6, but I don't know.
Shuttle, though, which was 9.33.
Yeah.
Two picks to move up for Williams. That's
says what they say about him, right?
Well, yeah. He gave
how do they feel about this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you got Devontez Walker was taken by the Baltimore Ravens at pick 113. And pick 114, the Jaguars selected Javon Foster. So there goes the tackle out of Missouri.
We sure about that this time?
I don't know. I don't get
BFFs. Eli apparently just tweeted a 3-minute video of him or on him. That'd be mighty interesting to take a peek at.
Assuming I'm watching his highlights right now with Colin. Poof. Oh boy, yeah, he's fast.
He's really fast.
Film on Evan looks like a box safety and a good blitzer. I'm excited to check him out because I really don't know much. Ben Holden says he benched 18 reps. Seems like he's tested pretty well, other than the running.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a complete overhaul and improvement of the safety room. My goodness.
That's what I was saying. I hope they grab a safety today, and they went ahead and did it right away.
Somewhere Joe Barry's like, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Left them out to dry.
This could be a good point, too. Paul Robertson says that Hopper and Williams seem like they'd be day one special teams aces, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that.
J. Cole says this dude is a missile. I like that. Yep. Yeah, that's what he is.
We've got a couple of them, those missiles now.
Do you like him, Colin?
Yes.
Colin's super excited.
All right, that's all I need to hear.
Yep. Get the jersey.
He's not as like.
So we didn't have Richardson
to physically get strong, like when he hits somebody, but he just comes flying up and hitting them.
So, yeah. He was.
Eat him.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, Drew D says, yeah, 126 to 111 using the 190 that we got from the Saints. I'm cool with that. I like that.
It looks like pick 115, the Bengals have selected tight end Eric Hall.
Ooh, there goes Hall.
He went kind of early, but
yeah.
28, right?
Yeah. Emilio, remember when we did our mocks with him and he'd be available in like the third and he'd fall until the seventh round?
And then you grab a quick A plus at the end of the draft. Oh yeah, it was a great draft. Seventh round A plus pick.
Are you guys watching his highlights still making those reactions?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
let's watch it together.
Giant.
Should I send a link? We can just throw this up on the big screen.
Yes, I'm doing it.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Justin's coming here swinging. Come on, man. We should get him on the stream, although he can't not cuss. So.
All right, Clayton, I'll send it to you. It's a fun watch, I tell you that. If you're not into it, wait until you see the highlights.
If you could just share your screen, Ryan, we could do it that way.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Let me put it on the other screen here. I just got rid of it, but I'll open it back up.
Justin, how are you feeling about the draft?
Did you find a pump test still there?
Let me know. I'm so pumped right now. This is great.
Looks like with pick 116, the Jaguars selected LSU D-line Jordan Jefferson. That's Justin's brother, right?
Yep. Yes, it is. Yeah, Jerome makes another good point. The kickoff rules these years, the players we drafted seem like they could be perfect for that situation.
Shared my screen, but you got to pull it up.
Is that Flonkerton?
There we go.
It's a little choppy, ain't it, Ron?
Mm-hmm. It's smooth for me. It must be coming through wrong.
It is pretty quick. It's
settling down.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah. So it seems like he does play a lot of box. Yeah, like
yeah.
Okay. Well, he's great pursuit, man.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like another one. He gets his hands on you. He's not letting you go.
Ooh.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, wow. They send him a lot.
Oh yeah. Nice. Okay. And I mean, Oregon, he's going against some pretty good talent.
Oof.
Nice attack. I mean, there seems to be a theme with the guys we're drafting this year. Yes. They don't sit and wait. They're attacking their missiles. They're shooting.
Look at that. Okay. That was like a WWE move. That's like the Hurricane Rana, isn't it?
Here he actually dropped back. Look at that.
Nope.
Whoa, nice.
In Goot we trust.
Look at that pursuit.
And the ball's out.
Yeah, what were his numbers on?
Here we go.
Okay, I like this. He's a smart player. He doesn't over-pursue. He's really good at reading.
Yep.
Look at that. All right, you got me excited.
Do we have anything in pass coverage yet, though? Have y'all seen one highlight of him in pass coverage?
No.
It looks like they just
not
send.
Really. He's just full send, man. He's straight downhill.
This one's,
here we go.
This is a fun one.
This is the one.
I think we got us a special team player.
Oh. He just killed that guy.
Yeah, they just send him.
Just come
There's the, been a murder.
It's been a so final.
Oh, the ball. And he recovers.
I love this.
Here we go. Here we go. Clayton, here we go.
Nope.
Nice. Guess, Jeez. There's another. Nope. He's going.
What's he doing back there?
Okay.
Get him. Ball's out again.
He really got straight in the ball away.
Here we go. Coverage. Look at him playing Robert here.
He's running up.
So you're saying he can stop Caleb Williams.
And meanwhile, half of Packers Twitter is melting down because we didn't draft Braylon Allen yet.
Oh, yeah.
Braylon Allen, good Lord.
Hey, listen, I fought that battle early.
Dude.
I'm retired.
He's a mean little dude for sure.
So I wonder what they're thinking about how they'd use him, you know? I don't know. That's fun. It's fun piece to have.
I'll take all the box safeties we can get.
Right.
What about Paul? Like, think about how many times we played running quarterbacks that absolutely ripped us apart. Maybe he's like one of those guys where it's like, all right, this is what you're doing the whole game. You're smearing your
Jacob.
In the second. What?
Jacob, what if we get Omar Brown too later?
See, that's the thing is that's the only I love Omar Brown and I love Oladapo. Now I just don't see us having a need for that many guys on the squad. But
hey, coach, you want me to cover that line tight end? No, we got linebackers for that. Just get the freaking quarterback, will you?
We got the.
Why did Vahan say HIV?
Tanner Bordellini out of Wisconsin.
No, Tanner Bordellini.
Tortellini.
He gets to go play in the Dome.
Wait, where'd he go?
Indianapolis.
Oh, it could be worse. Could be a Bears fan.
Cullen's fifth highest graded prospect is still on the board.
Who's that?
Isaac Garendo.
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, man. Eric says he's okay with the pick he puts on the hurt. Eric just likes mean, aggressive players, which, by the way, did you watch Javon Bullard? Not to bring it back to him, but they asked him why he plays so angry, and he's like, I don't know. It's like, I can't really explain it, but I do. He's like, it's like my parents taught me to be really mean on the football field.
I just kind of hate people.
It's the one spot you can take your anger out on.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, can you scroll up on that just a touch there, man? Let me see those last few picks, please. Yeah, Eric Alden, Jordan Jefferson.
Packer superfan wants to know the last time a big reach ever panned out. I would say Jaden Reed.
Yes.
Jaysh.
Sean Clifford.
What's that?
Sean Clifford.
Yeah, Sean Clifford, QB1.
In our hearts.
It is funny that the people that were calling for Sean Clifford, never mind. Jordan Jefferson.
Still calling for Sean Clifford.
Jordan Jefferson, defensive line.
Oh, Lord.
He was much lower.
Paul, good Lord.
Yeah.
I spent too much time not reading the comments. What have I been doing in my life?
I know. No, it's usually Paul, Atham, and Eric. They're just having a battle all day. Elevated Shine, too. What up, Murph? Murph's in the chat.
Evan Williams. He said Murph.
What up, Murph? That's true. He's going to be looking good in that green and yellow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Green and yellow.
That's if this is true for the 118.
Love how you practice your picks now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little worried. The Seattle Seahawks select Tyrese Knight out of UTEP, linebacker. I liked his tape.
Yeah.
For a small school, he came from where Aaron Jones came from.
Yeah.
915. He wants to play. He'll fit good there.
Well, we got Evan Williams speaking. If you want to throw that up by chance.
Go with the questions again.
Although we could avoid it if you want.
We can give it.
It's fun. Now it's just fun. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Do you like apples?
When you play, do you like to play football or?
Do you like cheese?
Yeah. What do you know about cheese?
What is your level of lactose tolerance?
Where is it?
Yeah, it is the same questions every time.
That'll translate to the NFL.
Yeah, can you say that again? It kind of cut out for a little bit.
Giggity. Yeah, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're all good now.
No.
He can hear you, Rob.
Rob.
Hey there, Rob.
Right, we'll go over to Steve McGargy.
Rob's calling from a
get
toaster.
A new job, will you?
I was just wondering what made you decide to transfer to Oregon for that last year, and how do you think you kind of benefited from that year in the Pac-12?
Who is that?
Quarterbacks they had this past season. Hey
there, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wanted honestly my last year to be the one at Fresno the year before, but yeah, I had an injury that kind of held me out for a few games. And, you know, I wanted my last year to be a real prove it year. And I just figured, you know, I wanted to go against the best competition I could and just really be, you know, in an unfamiliar spot. Cause I feel like, you know, that really stimulates growth. And yeah, I just wanted a place with all the resources, all the coaches and just the system to, you know, help me grow as a, you know, individual and as a player. And yeah, and then my brother told me a few good things about Oregon, and yeah, ended up working out real quick and Yeah, I mean, learning under Coach Lennon and Coach LaPoy was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Try again. Go ahead, Rob.
Is this any better?
No.
Yeah, you're all good.
Rob, okay, shut thanks. Up.
This poor guy.
You put up some pretty impressive sack and pressure numbers. Did you play a lot near the line of scrimmage? Did you blitz a lot? And how do you think that translates to the pro game?
Yeah, I mean, I lined up mainly to the boundary this year. And, you know, there were times where I would roll down, you know, either show a man look or show near the line of scrimmage and come off the edge. I think, yeah, kind of that variability, you know, being able to play in the post, play near the line of scrimmage and, you know, make plays around the ball. I feel like that's definitely something that sets me apart. Just kind of being a do-it-all guy, you know, being able to make those plays, you know, and once you get the chance to blitz, I feel like I was pretty, you know, effective last year and, you know, looking to maybe get some of those sack numbers up and, yeah, just cause havoc in the backfield. I feel like that translates, you know, really well into this league.
Chris Roth.
Evan, welcome to Green Bay. Kind of piggybacking off that last question, you said you had a feeling that the Packers were high on you. Why do you think they were high on you?
You said that was...
I think just my tenacity, truthfully, on the field. A lot of coaches on the staff just, you know, pointed to my motor. And just pointed to, you know, how hard I'm going on each and every play. And so, I mean, I'm not one to, you know, brag about myself, but I think that and just kind of, yeah, that compared with the, in addition to the, you know, ball excellence, just being around the ball and kind of just causing havoc. I think that put me pretty high on their board.
J.R. Radcliffe.
Hey, Evan, what did you learn from your brother about the pre-draft process? And I know his journey is a little different, but just, you know, preparing for this moment.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, mainly I just learned to be patient from him, you know, and not to take anything for granted, you know, just to be thankful for every moment you have in the process. You know, there's times where, you know, it feels like all eyes are on you. You have the, you know, an ultimate pressure to perform, but, you know, in the end, I feel like if you remain grateful and just thankful for where you're at, and, you know, obviously put in the work and, to get yourself to that moment, then, you know, good things are going to happen. And also just to be yourself, is something he preached a lot, just to, you know, not try to be anybody else during the whole process, you know. I'm my own athlete, I'm my own person. And, as long as I let that shine, he's, you know, been a really positive influence on me as far as just, you know, being myself and, yeah, letting my individuality shine.
Lauren Helmbrecht.
Congratulations. I was curious, what about the Packers defense makes you most excited?
Yeah. I mean, obviously they've been a dominant defense for a while. So just the thought of, you know, joining a defense with, you know, historically good numbers and historically, you know, causing havoc all over the field is definitely something, you know, I'm looking forward to. And as well as, you know, just the amount of pressure we bring, or I mean, we're going to bring, is, you know, something I love from a coverage standpoint and from a, you know, a blitzing standpoint, being able to affect the quarterback and, you know, kind of make things happen while bringing pressure. I'm definitely excited just to, you know, kickstart this team and, you know, help this team win a Super Bowl.
James from the Oregonian.
Evan, congratulations. You've touched on the process a little bit. To go back to January 1 postgame at the Fiesta Bowl, where I'm sure you were thinking you didn't know what was next for you in football. You didn't have an all-star game invite at that point. Forget about the combine or any of this. To 4 months later, you're in this spot. Just the range of emotions that in this last 4 months, let alone last 4 years, how do you encapsulate how low you might have been feeling that day to how high you are right now?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even say I was too low that day. I mean, we just won the Fiesta Bowl. So I couldn't be, you know, too angry. Anytime we come out with a dub is, you know, can't be mad at that. But I mean, just the, you know, range of emotions from, you know, getting hurt. As you said, no all-star invites. Yeah, I mean, it was a low, and, you know, I feel like those moments are, you know, what really define you, you know, define your character. And some, I just leaned on family, you know, leaned on the people around me. And my parents always told me, you know, since I was little, just to control what you can control. You know, there's going to be things that you can't control, somebody giving you an all-star invite or going to combine or any of that, but you could just control your effort day in and day out, and, you know, control your attitude. And so I just tried to approach each day with the, you know, the right mindset, try to get a little better every day. And yeah, I mean, I'm feeling the results right now, and it's pretty unbelievable.
Matt Schneidman.
Evan, correct me if I'm wrong. I read that your dad was on the field for Cal during the band on the field play. How many times have you watched that play, and what exactly was his role during that kick return for a touchdown?
Yeah, it's definitely, I'd probably say once or twice a month deal where we're pulling it up, and, you know, it's on some TV somewhere, either on his phone or, you know, we're seeing it. But he didn't touch the ball. He was right behind somebody that, you know, got the ball right before him. But that was a crazy play. You know, growing up, it was the coolest thing, you know, telling all your classmates that, and my dad was in the play. Like, that was something that, you know, I took a lot of pride in, definitely growing up. It was crazy, you know, to see him on the field during that whole, you know, while it all shook down, runs over the trombone player, you know, that trombone is still in the Hall of Fame and all that. That was a crazy play. I wish he could have got the ball and so he could do, but you know, I guess hopefully, you know, maybe I'm on KOR and I can show some of my moves.
Yeah. Jalen
Rowe, Huber,
by the Dolphins.
I had read that you were the national team MVP or the national team's best safety at the Senior Bowl. I know Javon Bullard was the safety for the other team. Do you know him well, and what did the Senior Bowl mean to you?
Of course.
Yeah, that's my guy. Honestly, I've gotten to know him a lot better, you know, during this pre-draft process. And so, yeah, I mean, we, you know, every time we're at the combine, you know, we're doing drills together, going through all that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to, you know, be next to him, line up next to him, and, you know, have that guy on my squad. He's physical as hell, and, you know, is always, you know, physical at the contact point. So definitely excited, you know, to be playing alongside him. And, yeah, I mean, to be able to go to the Senior Bowl, be able to go to the combine and, you know, compete with him and compete with guys like that, definitely made me a better player in the long run.
Steve McGargy.
You know, you played some special teams in college. I'm just wondering, how much special teams did you play, and how well suited do you think you are for that aspect of the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I take pride in. I played, you know, punt, I think, all 4 years of my career. Played a little kickoff cover, KOR. I mean, I played on all four phases, you know, if you look through my film for the past 4 or 5 years. Any coach I've ever talked to is, you know, told me that how important, you know, special teams is in the league. You know, that's how some people, you know, pave their way and make their mark. So, I definitely don't take that for granted. And, you know, I'm definitely a guy that's willing to do whatever it takes, play on whatever special teams, you know, do whatever it takes really to, you know, get this program as many wins as possible.
Any other questions for Evan?
Okay.
All right. I think that's all we have for you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, lady. Appreciate that. So catching up, we had Tyrese Knight at 118 to the Seattle. 119 was Pittsburgh. Mason McCormick, guard. 120 was Miami. They took Tennessee's Jalen Wright, running back. And at 121, Seattle took Michigan's tight end A.J. Barner, with now the Bears on the clock with their last pick of the entire draft. Good job.
Good job.
They're going to trade it. Oh, we're going to get like 3 sixes and a seventh out of this, and you guys have no idea.
The Bears still suck.
Yeah, our showers. I love Mason, too. That was one of my guys as well. That stinks. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think the Bears do? Can you highlight that little transaction icon to see who they swapped with to get that pick or what the dealio was on that from Philly. Okay. Gotcha. Sad trombone. Yep.
That was pretty good. That was like pretty close.
I'm showing Seattle on the clock right now.
Yeah, they are.
No. Oh, did they trade? Oh my God. There's no way. Okay, if PFF is wrong on this, right now they have the Bears selecting Iowa's Troy Taylor, punter.
You shut up.
That's what PFF has. Maybe they're just pulling strings because the Bears are just that good. But
Tim, you're muted.
PFF got hacked.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
AJ Barner.
Or they're on the damn weed.
I know. It says that the Eagles are on the clock. Wow. The Bears with their four picks.
Are you sure, Emilio? Come on now.
Dude,
I hope you're right. I really do.
I mean, I don't know what else. Like, it's Troy. I can't even. It's not even going to show. Yeah, I wish I could. It's not on Clayton's board. I'm sorry.
It is. It's Torrey Taylor the Bears took.
Torrey Taylor?
Torrey Taylor.
Yep. Torrey Taylor, Iowa punter.
Yep.
They took
a punter with one of their picks. And the funny thing is, the other tackle that they took, Amagaji. Yeah. And they asked the GM about it, and they're like, "So do you see him winning the left tackle job?" And he goes, "No, probably not." So they drafted a backup tackle. They drafted a punter. And these guys are idiots. They drafted a third wide receiver. This is worst team ever.
That's their last pick, and they used it on a punter.
Oh, they're done. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, the dude probably is a dog, but it's just like you had four picks.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't care. He could be the best punter in the NFL. Guess what? I don't give a crap. That doesn't scare me.
Well, if their offense can't move the ball, they're going to need a punter.
That's true.
So he's going to be. They need to pick.